What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Andrea, there you are.
Yes, aloha. I called the state about their election machines that you put your ballot in and they count them. And they told me I need to talk to the state of Oklahoma and to talk to them. But the thing is, this country or the other country that counts of the votes, it's called SCYTL, and it looks like it started in Barcelona, where it takes and tallies all the states together and gives you the running tally. It looks like it was bought by George Soros and is owned by him and is now in being run out of Spain.
Well, that is a very alarming development. I'm sure the reason they moved the tabulation center out of the United States to a foreign country was in order to discourage Americans from going on up and saying, we want to witness the count and see how it's done. If Soros now owns that, then he is going to make Hillary the president of the United States of America. And at that point, the United States, as we have known it, is officially over. And it's a dictatorship run by oligarchs. And like I said earlier in the show, George Soros is the poster child for socialism because he's demonstrating how people with way too much money are capable of a great deal of mischief.
Well, I would check on it. It's SCYTL. And yes, it's very suspicious, but we can make a fuss about it. Now we have enough time. You think?
Oh. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm looking at Google right now, and yeah, a lot of people are talking about this.
Okay.
Actually, no, SCYTL does not count the vote. It provides voting machines for elections worldwide, but again, that's another reason to be suspicious, because these election machines are all rigged. They're all crooked. We need to go back to paper ballots and counting by both parties in full view of the public to get our honest elections back. We don't need computers to count the elections. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it takes 2 or 3 days. Let's just, you know, get it back to under the control of the people.
Well, who is this supposed country that is doing all this? That's what I'm trying to get down to the bottom line there and start jumping up and down and you know, gathering people and making them aware of what's really going on. Because, you know, they give the news and they slip it by real fast. So people don't get alarmed, either that or they'll put it in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then you don't hear a thing about it anywhere else during the day.
Yeah, and then when the official results come out and they're wildly at variance with the exit polls, they'll say, oh, the exit polls, the voters were lying to the exit pollsters. That's what happened back in 2008 when Obama and Hillary were going into the New Hampshire primary, and Obama was way ahead in the polls. It was way ahead in the exit polls, and all of a sudden the official results came out, and miracle of miracles, Hillary had pulled off her victory and had stayed alive in the campaign for a little bit longer. And the corporate media gave us the excuse that the reason the official results were so out of line with the exit polls is that the voters were lying to the exit pollsters because they were ashamed to admit that they had voted for Hillary Clinton because they didn't want to be seen as racist. Now, folks, every time I have voted, and I've encountered an exit pollster on the way out, I have no idea who they are. They're complete and total strangers to me, and I could care less what they think about me. So this idea that voters are lying to the exit pollsters is complete and utter nonsense. Remember, under both U.S. State Department rules and the United Nations, a difference of more than 2% between the official results and the exit polls is evidence of election fraud. And it was up to 20% up there in New York, where the official results for Hillary were up to 20% more than what the exit polls would have indicated. The exit polls were saying Bernie Sanders was going to win. And now, of course, we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz on video saying that the Democratic National Committee was working to make Hillary the nominee.
Well, Well, we need to track down who the country is at the end, and if you find that out, I'd like to know it. The more we do November, the better. But at least we can try.
Well, they've deliberately placed this unreachably far away. I think we need to have more local action. You know, Donald Trump is recruiting poll watchers. Frankly, at some point, I would like to see all America take sledgehammers to those electronic voting machines and say, if you want an election, you get us paper ballots and an open, visible, verifiable count, or this is no longer a legitimate legal government. Because we need a zero tolerance policy. If the government cannot prove beyond all doubt the fairness, accuracy, and honesty of the election by which they claim authority over us, then we, the people, are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay that government's bills, and certainly not to sacrifice the lives of our children in that phony government's wars of conquest.
Is that quote going to be in the reruns that are the recent that I can record it and memorize it so I can repeat it word for word? Because that's great.
It'll be in the podcast, and if you'll shoot me an email, I'll send it to you because it's also in my master quotes file.
Okay, I'll look for your master quotes file then. Thank you so much for all you do.
All right, thank you very much, Andrea. We're going to let you go here. And moving on to other issues in the news here. Now, story coming on out from the Daily Bell, and you need to pay attention to this one. Hillary Clinton is already sending out signals that if she acquires the White House, she is going to push forward on the North American Union. Now, they've rebranded. They're not calling it the North American Union anymore because so many people were looking at that and saying, look what a disaster the European Union turned out to be. Why would we do that here? So they've rebranded. They're calling it greater integration between Mexico, Canada, and the United States in the hope that you won't realize what's going on. It's like when they started the Third Bank of the United States and they figured, well, everybody's going to have bad associations with the First and Second Bank of the United States. Let's rename it the Federal Reserve so that people think it's actually part of the federal government. Or when they were talking back in the 2000s about human-caused global warming and all of a sudden the world started getting colder. So they rebranded as human-caused climate change. They just keep changing the wording to hide what they're really doing. But she's out there talking already about greater integration. And it's just the North American Union in another wrapper to keep pushing that globalist New World Order agenda. And I'm adamantly opposed to a single global government. When you look at the way our regional imperial governments behave, a global government will only be that much worse. All right, let's grab a phone call. Bob in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. This is Bob in Indiana.
I wanted
to say a few words about Trump's visit down to Florida and the people that were talking there. There's one man that stood up, and in a very clear voice, he said that he was gay, and he's very proud of it, at which time he got quite a bit of applause. My question is this. Since there's so many beautiful and capable women in the world, why the interest and approval of sodomy?
I have a very simple idea, okay? If you're opposed to gay marriage, don't marry a gay. Problem solved. But look how much problems there are in the world today from one group thinking that they have some kind of a divine right or political right or natural right to go around and interfere with other people. That's really what it comes down to. If you don't want to hang out with homosexuals, fine. Go home, do whatever you want to do. But if these people are happy, leave them alone. There's so little happiness in the world. Leave well enough alone. How would you feel if they were coming in and trying to convince you that you should be gay? Well, that's how they feel when the straights come on in and say you should stop being gay. For one thing, it's not a choice. Let's get that out of the way right now. People do not become gay by choice. It's genetically mediated. And my theory is that it's a built-in natural population control in the human species. We already know there are other life forms all over the world. that will they'll spontaneously change gender to deal with either too great or too little a population. Certain amphibians, for example. And we have all these people screaming about population control, and they will not recognize we have a built-in population control mechanism, because as societal stress increases, the per capita incidence of homosexuality increases with it. To me, it is very obvious. And what that means is that the gays not only have as much right to be here as anybody else, they are an indispensable component of the long-term survival of the human race. And that's all I'm going to say on that subject. Now, getting on to the war zones. We have this bizarre image of Washington, D.C. now cheering Al-Qaeda in Aleppo. Now, it wasn't all that long ago when we were being told that Al-Qaeda is evil. Al-Qaeda is bad. Al-Qaeda tears tags off of couch cushions. Al-Qaeda tap dances barefoot on shag carpeting. Those are not nice people. And now all of a sudden the U.S. is saying, go Al-Qaeda! And we know they've been arming them, and ISIS. Because the real goal in Syria is kicking out the legitimate elected government of Bashar al-Assad and putting in a U.S.-compliant junta. And they've been trying it for 5 years, and they keep changing the story about Assad is bad, Assad is using chemical weapons. All right, Assad is okay, but ISIS and Al-Qaeda is in Syria, so we're going to go on bombing. And everybody knows what's going on. Apparently, Vladimir Putin at a recent press conference actually lost his cool and said, what does it take to get through to you journalists how close we are to a world war because of what the U.S. government is doing? And I agree with him. There are times I feel like I'd like to go out to some of these prostitutes and correspondents in the corporate media and whack them upside the head and say, do you realize what you are risking by continuing to put these lies out? You're risking the incineration of planet Earth, including that little tiny part that you're standing on. Because even though your taxes have gone to help build all these underground bunkers for the elites, do you think they're going to let you in there just because you were a useful idiot in the corporate media? No, you're going to stay out here and fry with the rest of us. Russia is escalating their air support into Syria. Apparently, they've annihilated jihadi bases and weapons depot and tanks. It's escalating over there. Now, there's been a constant criticism coming out of Russia, and it's valid. Every time there is talk of a humanitarian ceasefire, we're going to have a ceasefire in order to get humanitarian supplies in. And it always turns out there's almost nothing of humanitarian aid actually being sent in. What gets sent in are more weapons and supplies for the U.S.-backed terrorist groups. That's who's being resupplied during these breaks. And Lavrov is out there saying, we know that's what's going on. The people of Aleppo and these other areas are not being helped. It's just an excuse to try and resupply and refortify the remaining U.S.-backed forces in the area. Now, there's a new player coming on out in the Syria situation. Apparently, Saudi-backed terrorists are massing on the border with Jordan and getting ready to flood into Syria. First of all, to give Syria and Russia a two-front war. Second of all, everybody sees that the U.S.-backed forces are now basically shoved up into the northwest of Syria, around Aleppo, and they're about to be driven into the ocean. So in order to rebuild that idea that there's ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria and we can bomb the whole country, they need some ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists over in some other part of the country so it doesn't look as one-sided as it really is. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Ralph in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, how you doing? I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. You worked in Hollywood for so many years.
Yes.
You probably know the Hollywood culture where it is. What is the situation between all these movies of the 80s and making the repeat again, like Star Wars, and now they're coming out with another Indiana Jones? What is this new culture of the repeat of movies of the 70s and the 80s making a comeback to millennials?
I'll tell you very...
What is the answer?
Yeah, the answer is that all the really creative, independent thinkers in Hollywood got kicked out because we weren't being politically correct. And by the way, we saw exactly the same thing following the McCarthy witch hunts, where some of the best writers and most creative people in Hollywood their careers were being ruined because they weren't doing what the government said to do, which was to demonize Russia. And as a result, because they were the best and the brightest, the films that followed the McCarthy era were kind of they're kind of bland. And Hollywood really suffered because of it. And it's the same thing now. There are very few new ideas coming on down, and the Hollywood studio executives are basically falling back on, well, let's just repeat what worked before, and it'll be successful, and we'll make a huge amount of money without having to come up with an original idea, which obviously didn't work out very well for the producers of the new feminized Ghostbusters, which looks to be losing a huge, huge fortune.
Right. And what do you think your opinion with George Lucas was saying that he sold Star Wars back to the slave masters to Disney? Everyone laughed on that topic, on that quote, what he said.
Well, you know, at his age, because he's getting on there, you know, he's probably ready to retire. And when you have a successful franchise, yeah, you're going to sell it off to somebody.
It's like the entire culture is gone. It's like there's nothing. I mean, millennials are probably the worst actors and actresses you have in Hollywood today. Like, no one cares about watching them. It's all the repeat of Fast and the Furious, number part 8 coming out. They're filming here in New York. It's like, what is this? What is these repeat of same actors? Are they just getting boring to look at?
Well, it's a little more subtle than that, and it goes back to this whole political correctness issue. Where, you know, the whiners were saying, we need more of these people, we need ordinary, plain people, they've got to be represented in the movies. And they forgot, people go to the movies to see a world that's better than the one that they live in, is really what it comes down to. And we don't want to go to the movies and basically wallow in what we already have in real life. We don't want to go to a movie to watch a dysfunctional family. We don't want to go to a movie to watch the same people that we meet going around the shopping center. We want to see people who are better than we are, that we can dream that we might be them someday. We want to see beautiful places that look better than the squalor we're being forced to live in right now. And we'd like to see new ideas and concepts to intrigue us. And that is really where the new Ghostbusters fell apart. They put up these very talented, capable ladies. And they were out there with this attitude of, we're going to prove that we can do Ghostbusters better than the men could. And they, in fact, proved exactly the opposite. And it's
Wow. It's
a box office disaster at this point. Now, and again, it's from this political influx going into Hollywood to be politically correct, to turn Hollywood into a propaganda machine. And no entertainment media has survived being turned into a propaganda machine. And I'll give you a really good example. Remember when rock and roll first came on the scene,
right?
And governments and the established corporate media absolutely hated it? It was the days of the pirate radio ships off the coast of Britain, Wolfman Jack at his pirate station down in Mexico beaming across the border. And the content of the music, it wasn't the music by itself, it was the lyrics that were out there talking about things nobody else wanted to talk about. And that's what really made rock and roll successful. Today, corporate music will emulate the structure of the rock music, but they don't have the content in the lyrics. And that's why it doesn't have the enthusiastic following it did originally. The show Claire and I were watching last night, with all the Hillary, Donald Trump is going to nuke Europe commercials, was a documentary about the fact that we're now at the 50th anniversary of the original TV Star Trek, and going through all of its various emulations. And I watched it because that's part of my background as well. And they were talking about the reason for its success and its longevity was the willingness to go on out and do things and talk about things that weren't really considered socially acceptable. TV's first interracial kiss was on Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry literally almost lost the show by refusing to have the crew of the Enterprise smoking. And just things like that, that willingness to dare. And that's all been scrubbed out of Hollywood because everyone knows if you're not politically correct, your career is over. Trust me on that one. We're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the war zones, something significant has happened and it's not been mentioned in the corporate media. And that is because Russia has done a really good job in Syria at the request of the Syrian government to get rid of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're becoming very close together. Now, remember, Russia is there at the invitation of the legitimate government of Syria. The U.S. is not. Russia has the permission of the Syrian government to be conducting military operations inside Syria. The U.S. and its partners do not. Regardless of whatever reason they have, they don't have a legal right to be there. So Syria and Russia have just reached an agreement for a permanent Russian naval base on the coast of Syria. And this tips the balance of power in the Mediterranean. Up until recently, the Mediterranean has sort of been a European lake. Not anymore. That's a major, major development that went unnoticed. And it's another reminder. The United States is an empire in decay and decline. Russia and China are on the rise. And if you can get away from that us versus them mentality and take an objective look at what's going on, the decline of the United States of America is all the fault of the government of the United States of America, that little corrupted clique of vote stealers and money junkies and power freaks and war hawks. They have destroyed the United States. And as the United States falls, other nations must rise to fill that void. And that's what's going on. Now, Obama is planning to intensify the ground and air support operations in Libya. Because, gosh darn it, those Libyan people won't just live happily under our U.S. puppet rulers. What's wrong with those people? They don't understand the rules that we just made up. Now, Obama, in what is probably an act of utter desperation, is sending Joe Biden to Turkey to meet with Erdogan, trying to find some way to recover from this disastrous aborted coup, because Turkey is turning to Russia firmly. And I imagine Joe Biden is going to offer all kinds of money or other inducements, going to continue to deny that the U.S. had anything to do with the coup. But whatever evidence Turkey found on the ground at Incirlik base, they're convinced. They're absolutely convinced. Now we're starting to see the first official rumblings regarding those nuclear weapons at Incirlik. Now, the reason those weapons were put there in Turkey, some 50 of these B-61 tactical nuclear gravity bombs, was as a threat to Russia. You know, don't push us. We have nukes right at your border. And remember, that whole Cuban Missile Crisis from the Kennedy era was triggered by the U.S. positioning of nuclear weapons in Turkey to aim at the Soviet Union. Now, Putin's not reacting to these yet, but now we have the Director for Defense Policy and Arms Control in the White House, National Security Council staff for Bill Clinton, is basically saying, he's the ex-White House weapons chief, if you distill all those words down. He's basically saying those nuclear weapons at Incirlik Air Base aren't safe. They could easily be seized by jihadists. Well, there's an excuse for a false flag nuclear weapons blast. The real threat, of course, is Erdogan. Erdogan could just roll in there at any time, virtually unopposed, and grab those weapons. Now, the U.S., speaking of the B-61 gravity bomb, the U.S. is now testing the new improved gravity bomb. They've turned it into a smart weapon with pinpoint targeting. And the article about this, which came on out in the Daily Mail, described it as the first ever guided nuclear bomb. That's an absolute misstatement, because obviously the MIRVs on the ICBMs and the cruise missiles are guided. But the B-61 is a gravity bomb. You fly up high, you drop it down, it retards on a parachute so that your plane can get out of the blast radius, and it goes up. But it is aimed from a bomb site in the bombing airplane. Now they have upgraded it to have its own internal guidance and navigation system. We'll be right back after these few words.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and we're going to go right to the phones. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. Are you there?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that latest talk by Trump in Youngstown. You know, to me, you got to think you're going crazy, because for the first time, I think he encapsulated the feeling that anybody that has a heart and that loves human beings and children, that he gave to, obviously, our soldiers, that, you know, 5,000 that were killed, I don't know how many wounded in this stupid Iraq war that was totally false, but he gave a face to those children and those families. And, when you look this up, I think I'm reading here that the orphans, that it was estimated that the number, it says, while a UN report from 2008 estimated the number to be around 870,000, a large, a large-scale survey published in 2012 estimated that between 800,000 and a million Iraqi children under 18, or about 5% of Iraqi children, have lost one or both of their parents. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the embody, you know, the we did that, and
yes,
these criminals
and it was all done on the basis of a lie. It was all on the basis of a lie. Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, you know, you think of what Hitler did and, you know, whatever you want to think. But these were lies that were put forward by you know, the whatever you call them, the elite, the corrupt, the George Soroses, the Rothschilds, the whoever.
But, ABC, you know, CBS, NBC,
yeah,
CNN,
yeah,
Fox,
covering it up.
National Public Radio.
Trump. And you know what? I don't cry very often, but when I think of the guts this guy has to say that and give a face to those children who were murdered and burned and blown apart, that, you know, you can't help but love the man.
Yeah, when you start tallying up the dead body counts in all of these nations the U.S. has been making war on, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Libya, Syria, all of it. We're getting into World War II numbers already.
And for nothing, for lies, for just greed.
Yeah, for control of which currency the oil would be sold for. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, those children. Yeah, nobody cares about them children, Michael. Nobody cares about them children. But, you know, Trump gave him a face. He gave him a face, and he said it to the world. The untold suffering. Yeah, that's a real man.
Yep.
That's all I got to say.
And that's why they're afraid of him. That's why they're afraid of Donald Trump, because he's saying enough is enough, and he is supported by he's supported by every American who is saying enough is enough. There's been enough death.
He's got a heart of a lion.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Yeah, the problem with the war agenda is it's only partway over. And they're in too far to turn around and go back. And there's a long way to go to succeed if they can. And they may not be able to. But the one thing they don't want to do is have a president who's going to say, this was a failed idea. Let's stop here right now and cut our losses. And that's why they're so opposed to Donald Trump. And that's why Hillary Clinton is out there saying, yes, I'll make war on Iran. I'll get war with China and Russia going. I know you want a war, and you'll give me the White House if I go along with the war agenda. And Hillary is willing to trade another several million innocent lives for her ambition. That's what makes her so dangerous. The lives of other people do not matter to sociopaths. Doesn't matter if it's Vince Foster or a million Iraqi children. They're irrelevant. They got in the way. Get rid of them. That's the mindset. Now, over in Yemen, yet another of these U.S. quagmires. The U.S. and Saudi airstrikes have blown up yet another Doctors Without Borders hospital. And apparently, according to the reports we're getting from the region, the first responders did not dare try and get into the ruins of the hospital to rescue anybody because the U.S. and Saudi warplanes were orbiting overhead, and there was a concern that there would be a double tap, which is a known U.S. tactic. Blow up something, wait for the first responders to get there, and then blow it up again. This is all war crimes, by the way. And we know it is never an accident when they hit these Doctors Without Borders hospitals. They are clearly marked with the Red Cross on the top. Their GPS coordinates are provided to the U.S. and Saudi forces by Doctors Without Borders. When they hit one of the hospitals, they know exactly what they're doing. Let's grab a couple more phone calls. Paul in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Rivero. Mrs. Clinton, with her Alzheimer's and what have you coming out all of a sudden, does it occur to anybody that this might, the black government might be poisoning her? Her Alzheimer's, what have you, being visible as it is now,
Why would they do that? The black government wants her on the throne.
I don't know about that. I'm sure they can get much better puppets than that.
Well, they don't have this late in the election season. It's, you know, if Hillary goes down, it's going to be Donald Trump, and they don't want Donald Trump. And with regard to Hillary, I don't think it's Alzheimer's. I concur with those people who say that she's showing signs of Parkinson's and apparently some lingering damage from that concussion she suffered and that blood clot that they found.
Is it possible that this could be induced by one of these black organizations within the government?
Well, I know Parkinson's is easy to induce because back in the 1990s, there was a synthetic heroin that was making the rounds in Southern California. And it was actually a synthetic opiate called D-alpha fentanyl. And it would produce an opium-like reaction, but it would also give the person using it a permanent case of Parkinson's disease. So we know it's theoretically possible to induce Parkinson's. As far as the blood clot and everything is concerned, I'm less inclined to think so. What's missing is a reason for them to do that. That's the part that doesn't fit in. That oligarchy that runs our nation, they want Hillary sitting on the imperial throne in order to keep Donald Trump away from there. Their original plan was to have an election campaign that was between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, so it didn't matter what the American people voted for. The narcocracy would proceed undisturbed. Now there's a threat, and that threat is Donald Trump. Because if Hillary is not put on that throne, the narcocracy could see itself being torn apart over the next 8 years.
Well, we could just cross our fingers. Hey, cheers to you, old buddy.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wrote Donald Trump, and they told me how to rent these big football stadiums and charge $5 to get in and put all of anti-Hillary books on the Jumbotron up there so people can see them.
Okay. I think the point
is... also, I guess he's not spending a lot of money on advertising yet.
He doesn't need to. I mean, you know, the independent media...
Rush Limbaugh was saying that the amount of money being spent is down, way down.
The amount of money spent by Donald Trump, but Hillary Clinton is spending money like crazy. She's not spending it as wisely. I think she's just trying that shotgun approach. But apparently her huge media buy for the Olympics is not generating much of a return because apparently the viewership of the Olympics is way down. Between the obvious Russia bashing and the political overlay and all these stories about the Olympic athletes getting robbed and getting sick and everything, I think it's turned people off. Because the Olympics is supposed to represent the best of the best in the entire world, and it's coming off like a high school track and field meet.
So I guess half the Russian didn't show up, and they wouldn't let them play, and that's probably why the United States got so many gold medals.
Well, that's part of, I mean, the Russian track and field team was banned. The Paralympics were banned. The rest of the Russian athletes are there, though.
So the big percentage of them are still there.
Big percentage of them there. But that track and field team definitely would have taken some medals. And again, the whole point of the Olympic tradition is you put aside war and politics for the duration of the games. And unfortunately, in the modern era, the Olympics have become yet another political battleground. And it's a cheapening of the athletics. It's a cheapening of the sports. These young people who have dedicated their lives to getting to the Olympics are just pawns in another, you know, a political game of genitalia measuring.
Right. As long as you get on a Wheaties box, that's what counts.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Keith in Montana. Keith, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Good to hear you in there today. Two things for you. The so-called death toll from American soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan is actually higher because a lot of those soldiers that died, they were flown over to Germany and then pronounced dead over there. And
Yeah, you're right about that. That's how they rigged the numbers. The killed in action numbers were kept down because they'd keep these guys alive long enough to get them off the field and over to Ramstein, and they died there, and they were put in another category. But people who are my age remember Vietnam. We didn't really find out how many people had actually lost their lives in Vietnam until after that war was over. And then they came out and said, yeah, well, yes, we lost a lot of people, 60,000 Americans.
Well, remember, the U.S. soldiers, 58,000 allegedly died fighting the VA, but 300,000 have died fighting the VA, you know?
Yes.
But anyway, hey, the second thing I had to say for you was, if you look at the side effects of brain damage from cocaine use, and then look at Hillary Clinton, I think you might get a more of an idea there.
Well, there a lot of people had sent that in, and yeah, that could be a factor as well. I mean, the hard reality is, until her medical records are officially released, and I know there's documents circulating around the net which purport to be her medical records, but I'm not willing to buy that. It's too good to be true. We don't know exactly what's wrong with her. We know something is wrong with her. There's a symptomology that's there. It could be the cocaine, could be Parkinson's, could be a mild stroke in the center of the brainstem. A lot of people have come forward with a reasonable diagnosis based on the visible symptoms. What we don't have, though, is her actual medical records. And I didn't agree with Ben Carson on very many things during the primaries, but I do agree with him on this. We, the American people, have a right to know if a candidate for president is really okay mentally before we hand them the keys to those nuclear weapons. And Hillary's saying she gets brain short circuits. Huma Abedin is saying she gets confused. The head of the FBI says she's reckless, careless, and negligent. This is not a very reassuring image of somebody who's going to have the button for the nuclear weapons. And we do need to know. And again, in the case of John F. Kennedy, his back injury did not limit his ability to do his job as president. The same thing with FDR and his polio until the last couple of years. The fact that they withheld Reagan's Alzheimer's during his second term, that I think was crossing the line there. Because the decisions were not being made by Reagan anymore, but by the people around him. And they're not elected to make those decisions. That's the job of the president. And Hillary's backers may be thinking they'll get her into the White House and her brain just melts away and everybody around her will just come on in and do this. They'll get the auto pen to sign the bills and get the stamps out. That's not their job. They're not elected to that job, and they're not allowed to do it on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Well, the only other thing I would say is that as a psychopath, when you look at how she laughs at other people's deaths,
yes,
that is what really scares the hell out of me, because of the fact that when you can sit there and openly throw a coup, and we know it for the releases of the emails and stuff, what the coup was about over in with Gaddafi, and blatantly laugh about we came, we saw, we died, and this is supposed to be the one that's going to be pirating the U.S. foreign policy slash Israel, but you know, it just makes you wonder who'd be at the helm. And they're out there rolling around on.
Well, you know, after, you know, you can get used to anything after a while. And when you realize that this flood of dead bodies around the Clintons goes all the way back to Little Rock days, you know, by now they're used to it. They're used to having people die and not having any emotional connection with it anymore.
Yeah. One other thing, Mike, I think it was Bo that called in there. He should watch the documentary from John Pilger called The War You Didn't See, and that shows the mass graves of the Iraqis and stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of dead bodies. I mean, the U.S. government is just responsible for so much blood and horror around the world, and we all ought to be collectively ashamed for it, and we all ought to dedicate ourselves to bringing it all to a halt at this point before it really gets out of hand and we have mushroom clouds all over our country.
That's why I never use the pluralism I keep telling you about. Take care. My best, you and Claire, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, getting on back to the chicanery of the government, not too long ago, a North Carolina man was arrested and accused of being an ISIS supporter and, more importantly, an ISIS recruiter. And apparently they've had to let him go because, as it turns out, He's been in the employ of the FBI since 2009 to pretend to be an ISIS recruiter to find patsies to set up for these bogus terror arrests. And apparently somebody lost his file or something because he got picked up by one part of the FBI, even though the other part of the FBI knew what he was doing. I guess the left hand isn't telling the right hand what they're doing. Turning to the economic news, it is getting really dire over there in Europe, and it will be here eventually. That's the downside of globalism. Apparently, the government of Greece has ordered all citizens to declare all of their assets to the tax authority. Everything they have, jewelry, cash, even if it's just 1 euro. The government of Greece wants to know absolutely everything the people of Greece own of any worth whatsoever, because they're going to come on in and tax it, if not confiscate it. Because who cares about the people? We have to make the bankers happy. The bankers are they're holy. They're divinity in our midst. We must keep the bankers happy. We dare not offend their majesties, the bankers. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about the economic news. Story coming out of Zero Hedge, talking about Obama's job recovery is not only slower than past recessions, it's completely non-existent. And this is in the wake of the revelations that the jobs report that just came on out was the product of seasonal adjustments and statistical manipulations and the birth death index. They don't actually go on out there and count who's got a job, who lost a job, who got a job, because that comes up with numbers that are not really very useful during election year. But the reality is that the U.S. is actually losing jobs. They're not gaining them. And those jobs that are being created are all virtually at minimum wage. And somehow, our entire U.S. federal government and the entire financial sector have forgotten a basic reality. For an economy to continue to function, there must be some mechanism by which the wealth that accumulates at the top gets recycled back down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries for the working and middle class so that they can pump the money back into the system and keep it going. And under fascism, that recycling mechanism goes away. Fascism operates as a one-way system. The money goes up, it's not allowed to come down. Fascism is a system in which if you make money, you're allowed to keep it, as long as you share with the government. If you lose money, the government will take money away from the ordinary people to cover the losses. That's fascism. Now, down in Detroit, they're dealing with horrendous economic hardships, a firestorm of foreclosures, and there's this group of activists and university professors saying part of the problem are these water shutoffs, where Detroit is cutting off water to people who are behind on the water bills, and once the water is cut off, they have to leave their homes, and they have to go find someplace to live where they're paying rent, and that is accelerating the default on mortgages and accelerating the rate of foreclosures. Now, is this deliberate to free up all these properties for acquisition? I remember in the original RoboCop movie franchise, they were talking about we're going to take Detroit private. It does seem like that's what they're doing right now. Now, over at Jackson Hole, there is this confab, activists like to show up there, including this group, the Fed Up Campaign, and they were getting ready to go and basically protest regarding the Federal Reserve rate hikes in the middle of this so-called economic recovery. And they reserved all these hotel rooms for their people, and all of a sudden they get a call from the hotel that owing to a mysterious computer glitch, it turned out their rooms had actually been given to somebody else, and gee, we don't have a place for you to show up here at all. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.